The American dream has become a nightmare. Signs of the time are on cardboard, on corners in town. Like a cancer that's silently spreading, there's an unspoken fear. We're on our way down. We must take America back. Main Street to Wall Street, cities and states, Washington, D.C. Before it's too late, there's not long. We need leaders who lead us, not stick us and bleed us, then ransom our future and our children's, that's wrong. We must take America back as liberty weeps, our forefathers spin in their graves. Pray God will bless some way out of this mess. We must take America back. Lord knows they'll try to silence our voices.
Thanks for tuning in to this April 20th, 2022 edition of National Intel Report. I'm your guest host today, Chris Steiner, and I host a show every Sunday on Republic Broadcasting Network at 11 a.m. to 1 p.m. Eastern, 10 a.m. to noon Central. Today we have joining us the great, renowned Dr. Judy Mikovits, and your calls will be welcome. I'm sure a lot of you are aware of her, and we're streaming live. Also, I'll mention the ways to tune in on Facebook, Facebook Live at facebook.com/wearechange.tampa. And also, you can join in on my website at theliberationstation.com in the chat room. That's the listen/archives page at theliberationstation.com. The RBN audio player is there at the top. Just below that is the button for the Facebook Live feed, and I'll try to pay attention to that, as well as the chat room there that's a little bit further down on the listen/archives page at theliberationstation.com. Your calls are welcome at 512-248-8252. That's 512-248-8252, and toll free 800-313-9443. And I'm sure a lot of the audience is aware of the renowned Dr. Judy Mikovits from her being featured so prominently in Plandemic 1 and 2, and I understand there's a forthcoming Part 3 in the works. Mention a little bit of your background as I plot you in here on the screen, Dr. Mikovits, for the Facebook Live feed, since I'm doing my own video production split screen here. There we go, looking good. All right. Dr. Mikovits earned a Bachelor of Arts in Chemistry from the University of Virginia in 1980 and PhD in Biochemistry and Molecular Biology from George Washington University in 1992. In her 40-year quest to understand the causes, prevent, and treat chronic diseases, she has co-authored seminal papers culminating at least a decade of research in each of four fields: immunology, natural products chemistry, epigenetics, and HIV/AIDS drug development. In 2009, Dr. Mikovits led the team that first isolated and characterized a new family of human disease-associated retroviruses, XMRVs and HGRVs. Dr. Mikovits has co-authored more than 50 peer-reviewed publications and book chapters, holds a patent entitled Combination Therapy for Prostate Cancer Using Botanical Compositions and Bicalutamide. Try to put the wrong emphasis on the wrong syllable there.
Okay.
Dr. Mikovits is a New York Times bestselling author of the books Plague, Plague of Corruption, and The Case Against Masks and Ending Plague. And her other, in addition to her site, therealdrjudy.com, her other site is Plague the Book. Is that plaguethebook.com? Pardon me, Dr. Mikovits.
Correct, it is. Plaguebook.com.
Plaguebook.com?
Plaguethebook.com.
Plaguethebook.com.
And also themovie.com, so that'll be coming soon.
Great. Yeah, you're so busy. And you're also, I'll skip ahead, I'll skip across her bio that you can find at therealdrjudy.com, and want to mention that you are going to be appearing in 5 of the 7 Florida cities that are part of the Save a Generation speaking tour, April 21st, starting tomorrow through the 30th. And the cities that at which you'll present are in Largo, which is just a few miles from me. Hopefully I'll get to see you there. Orlando, well, I'll certainly be going there, and I have to make sure I can get there on time with other plans here. She'll be presenting in Largo, Orlando, Santa Rosa Beach, Tallahassee, and Venice. And if you want to check out the information and buy tickets, go to takeactionforfreedom.com. That's takeactionforfreedom.com. So I really do appreciate you spending time out of your busy schedule and being on such a hard-fought mission, Dr. Mikovits. God bless you.
Well, God bless you, too. Nice to talk to you, Christopher.
Great. Let's start with maybe first some answers before the seemingly monumental questions, just like in the Jeopardy game show. To help comfort those in the audience, what can folks do about the synthetic genetic spike protein, or against the natural spike protein and the SARS-CoV-2 virus, or allegedly in the SARS-CoV-2 virus? I'm not sure if you think whether it's been isolated. We can get into that. Or sure. How can folks protect themselves with some of the remedies I've heard you mention in so many different interviews?
Well, I think the first thing to say is the word virus means poison. So when we look at how the fear, you know, the fear is the virus, the media is the virus, the injections, the vaccines are the poisons, are viruses. They're synthetic viruses, the vaccines. They all are. And in fact, SARS-CoV-2 was created in a lab and is it's a monkey virus in 2004. So yeah, the spike protein is the deadliest 3 pandemics of our time: SARS, HIV, and the XMRVs, that mouse family of disease-causing retroviruses that we isolated from humans with the diseases associated with them in 2009. So by 2011, it was pretty clear that the viruses had been spread through a contaminated blood supply and through vaccines, which are all synthetic or manufactured GMO, genetically modified organisms. They're not the natural organisms in nature, as we all know now. So the simple answer to what everybody can do is all of this is against God. So the word repent, and in fact, I use for our various books, I use scripture. I put them to scripture. And for the movie Plandemic and the book Plandemic, which you can also buy at thegreatawakeningsbooks.com or from Skyhorse, the publisher, anywhere, the book's called Plandemic, and it tells you a little bit more of the in-depth behind the movie. But for that book, the scripture I use is 2 Chronicles 7:14. And that says, if my people who are called by my name will humble themselves and pray and turn, repent. The word means 180 degrees. Turn completely the other way and do the opposite. Repent. Change your ways. Then I will hear them from heaven and I will heal their land. We are one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. And so he will heal our land if we, the people, say no more. We will not poison ourselves with what we watch on TV or listen to, the propaganda masquerading as science, what we're reading. We will not read. We will not defile the temple of God. And we certainly won't ingest or inject it. So you see, God, as long as you don't inject it, you may get sick from that contagious vaccine, which they call the word shedding. It's not shedding. It's a contagious virus. The word virus means poison. They poisoned us. They weaponized it. They made it transmit through the air because all the other viruses they weaponized had to be spread by blood and body fluid. So if the sin you were committing was not prostitution or homosexuality, which I'm sorry, these are sins. No sin is worse than any other sin, and there was only one man, one human that was sinless, and that was Jesus Christ, and he gave us everlasting light and salvation. We will live for eternity, but only if we declare our God, and we live biblically, and we say we will not bow down to fear of anything other than the Lord. We fear only the Lord. So when we clean up and we speak the truth in love and we don't defile our face in a mask and we don't yell at anybody as I am wont to do, when I put on a mask, I get angry and I get and not fearful, but others are fearful if I'm not wearing a mask. That's the fear porn that they've been spreading. So this is the movies like Plandemic. They show you how they planned it, indoctrination. Go watch it at plandemicseries.com. Now, there are a lot of imposters out there which say, oh, Suramin is pine needle tea. That wasn't uttered from the lips of Judy Mikovits. I uttered the word Suramin because I knew it was a purinergic modulator, a drug, a synthetic made by Bayer, now owned by Bayer and Monsanto, and it's on the 100-year-old WHO, World Health Organization essential medicine list. I also knew that in 2015, a doctor in San Diego did a double-blind placebo-controlled study in certain boys with autism, and they got their life back if they used the drug autism. Right, which was, yeah.
Well, that shows that autism isn't genetic. If it can be recovered from, what kind of percentage of recovery did they experience?
Oh. They in the smallest trial, they had a great recovery. And we also know of recoveries by taking different foods out of your diet, like glyphosate and poisons. So we know that if we live clean and we don't eat GMO, what is GMO? It's a genetically modified organism. It's a poison. It's not by definition of God, and we should not be partaking in it to make our life easier. And so, yes, you can recover. So what did they do in 2015? Oh, they covered that up. They threatened the scientist. And what he said is, I don't want to see, I won't say he said that. What I heard that he said was, I don't want to see my mugshot on the cover of Science, the journal. Well, our journals are commercials for big pharmas, just like we now know our news is fake news. It's propaganda. It's not the truth, and it doesn't come close to being the truth. So yes, autism is not genetic. These are environmental toxins, whether it's the plastics or the mass in our ocean, the mercury making our fish sick. Our plants are sick if they're GMO. And we took one of the best families of plants, the cannabinoid family, hemp, the terpenes. We took the fat signaling system, the dimmer switch on inflammation, turned down the flame out of our world in 1938. So our soils are poison. Our plants are poison. Everything is poison because we've defiled the earth. God gave us everything in it for food. We don't need genetically modified food because God gave us everything we need, even the air that we breathe. I'm not even going to pretend that I understand why the atmospheric oxygen is 29 point whatever percent, or that CO2 in our air, carbon dioxide, is 0.4%. So you breathe in 21.9% oxygen and you breathe out 16. Where does that 5% oxygen go? To fueling every process in your body. We're not plants. We don't breathe carbon dioxide. We don't metabolize it. So when we put a mask on our face in only two breaths, we breathed in 0.4% carbon dioxide and we breathe out 4%. That's simply a fact. So in only two there's a balance. So in only two breaths, we got a toxic dose of CO2. And what that does is it turns on a protein in our body called hypoxia-inducible factor 1 alpha. And that protein is like throwing a blowtorch on cancer. Oh, so cancer skyrocketed in our environment since we put on a mask. COVID, you know, come on, you can't limit oxygen and fuel your body without getting confused or dizzy or developing cataracts. The food, cannabis, is the best single heavy metal detoxifier in our world. And we took it out of our plant. We are not allowed to plant it. We're not allowed to grow it. It's illegal. So our crops have become with the glyphosate. Glyphosate is glycine with a phosphate group on it. It's the main ingredient in the herbicide, kill plants, Roundup. And so glyphosate causes cancer. That's the work of Stephanie Sediff. So if we start thinking of every aspect of our world where we didn't honor God and we didn't have the courage to stand up and speak the truth in love and say, no, I won't wear a mask. That's against God. You don't veil your face in front of your God. And so how we enslave people is to veil their face. How we tell which God you believe in is you put on the mask and you tell us that somehow you're believing in the God of Big Pharma that is scaring you into thinking somehow that's safe when there is no mask that stops a virus. No mask except for the one that's solid that you can't breathe through, and you have to put oxygen into a tank behind your back. Like the hospital personnel are wearing those, and they're pumping in oxygen in a suit all day. Oh, because they think they're going to get something from us. The patients, the unvaccinated, have been said to be unclean. No, we're God. Our temple is our body, and we can heal anything if we live according to God. So in fact, what COVID is, and what the martyr of the unvaccinated, calling them unclean, this is just driving the satanic protocol worldwide, which we all know now is Yuval Noah Harari, who said, we can get to your souls, we can biohack you. No.
Prove it.
Well, they're proving it if we allow them to inject us. So just today they said, oh, there's a sensor so we can tell what you're doing at all time. And yes, there are sensors. And if we poison those sensors, like the sensors that recognize that we're breathing through a mask, and we've blocked, we've poisoned, we've masked our cells, and they can't do their job. So the only way we can heal from all of this, and this is the hope, hope plus forgiveness equals grace. Our God gives us grace. We did not know, but the minute we learn, we repent and we turn 180 degrees and we never do it again. Go and sin no more, is what Jesus said to the prostitute. Can one man here throw a stone at her? Uh-uh. That's what Plandemic said. He interviewed everybody and they said, no, she doesn't say it really well. And she kind of uses, I think Mickey said the words were rough around the edges, because I don't speak like a doctor. I don't say alopecia. I say going bald, or your hair is falling out. You know, I use simple terms because I'm a simple person and I want everybody to understand it. I don't have to obfuscate you with terms that you don't understand and say idiopathic. All idiopathic means is the idiots don't understand the pathogenesis, the disease-causing agent. We understand the disease-causing agent, and it's not our genes. It's the expression of our genes. It's the disruption of our God-given skin, eyes, nose, gut, mucosal surfaces by all the poisons. Eyes. We're sensing that pornography, and it changes our thoughts. See, only God knows our thoughts. Noah and the One World Order can't do anything if we refuse to let them inject ever again. And if we try the best we can not to eat GMO, we grow our own foods, we go back to our communities, we speak the truth in love, we hug each other, we love each other, we don't care if they got injected. Because our God, I told you, they made SARS-CoV-2 in 2004. And now they had to create a plandemic in 2020. Why? Because that dumb little monkey virus with the three weaponized SIV, XMRV, and SARS didn't hurt anybody. The kids got nothing. 99.97% of the people that got infected didn't get any kind of disease, no matter how they got infected. So even people with COPD or cancer being exposed in the natural route, just don't inject it and you'll live. So the kids are our protection. And we know that. That's why I said no vaccine works. Why? Because MMR is a three RNA, I said mRNA vaccine, because everybody said, oh, we never had mRNA viruses. Sure, you injected vero monkey kidney cells in every polio shot. That means you injected the mRNA, the DNA, the protein, and all kinds of other stuff out of the blood and the cells of a monkey, which you had crippled so that the cells live forever. That's a cancer. We injected that into human beings in every polio shot since the 1980s. Does that show you how good God is? Because only some people got polio from the shot, even though the only polio that's been caused in our country, in our world, is caused by the polio shot, because the viruses are long gone. So as long as you don't ingest them or inject them, you're fine. So what everything we've learned in COVID, if everybody will simply translate their life into and turn back to God and think of everything, pray all day long, unceasingly. Is that God? Is that not God? Run your little microprocessor, well, your brain, through love.
Yes, absolutely. I tell people often to yourself and to everyone, to everything, everywhere, say to God, you, there you are. You can play hide and seek with me, but your cleverness is in me to reveal you more and more. So when you're still and get to know God better that way, be still and know God, that's the key. And you know that God can be playful in that at times, but you know, you'll find that if you're don't take things so seriously, and you know, doing a radio show can be very like walking on the high wire, like Adele Bitrice shows the title. You know, you wonder if things are going to work out. Well, if you don't sweat it, then you listen and you learn to just figure out, the probabilities of what may happen. Are we going to connect? Are we not going to connect? Or is this next moment going to work? Is the computer going to work? So it's a communion with even technology, and that's the sanctuary of stillness that they can't penetrate, they can't study, and that we can do our always best, our own personal best, by learning to become even more still. And when I compare it to when a bowl of water that has debris in it is stirred in a circle like a storm, all the debris quickly goes to the center, which is the area of the least eccentricity, the least turbulence. It's seeking stillness. So be still and know God as in the eye of a storm, or a sanctuary where everything naturally gravitates. And I want to mention, that getting back to the fight that we're in, call into talk shows, I say often, call into those adversarial shows, call into the community-sponsored radio stations, which are most often progressive, and you'll find that they're not really hardcore propagandists. They're just in a culture where they feel like they need to repeat a certain propaganda. And it's easy to get your message out. It's easy to find that they're not so combative if you have facts, and fact after fact after fact. And if they hang up on you, that's fine. They'll just show their true colors, and you get to deliver information to the audience. You're calling in for the sake of the audience. And I've talked about that on my show, calling into a WMNF local community-sponsored show, and self-described communist revolutionary. When I mentioned that masks deprive us of oxygen, he hung up on me. He said, "Oh, that's dangerous. You're saying masks don't work." So when it comes to oxygen, that's right. They don't. I'm just saying how they work. They don't work in the way you think. Right. They work against us. So when it comes to oxygen, I know you've mentioned ozone, a form of oxygen, O3, a more highly reactive form of oxygen. And can you tell us how harmful pathogens, 99 plus, I've understood from the works of Ed McCabe, called Mr. Oxygen, his four books on oxygen therapies. He describes how he goes over the research on 99 plus percent of harmful viruses, bacteria, and all fungus, all mold, all cancer cannot survive in the presence of oxygen. And, Dr. Otto Warburg, Nobel Prize winner in 1931, found that if you deprive a cell of a third of its oxygen, it'll become cancerous. And I know there can be other causes for various kinds of cancer. But I know you mentioned ozone in the past, and can you tell us how that affects viruses or other pathogens?
Well, no, but I've read a lot of books, and I've consulted with the experts. Yes, I can, because ozone is a different form of oxygen, and so our layer of our Earth is protected with an ozone layer, and that keeps a lot of different kinds of energies away from our cells. But when we get up in an airplane, we're above the ozone layer. And what is that? Oh, we're above the protection, but we're also without oxygen. So what else happens in an airplane is they're pressurized to 10,000 feet. Well, at 10,000 feet, that's the top of a mountain. So what happens when you're on the top of like a big mountain, say, let's just say Incline Village or whatever, you get altitude sickness. You don't get as enough air. So you have to go on your ski trip a couple of days early so that you can acclimate, your cells can get used to less oxygen. And so, but then you're still closer, to the ozone layer, and ozone can also be toxic as a gas, because too much of a good thing is too much. It's location, yeah. Location, location. So God put everything where we needed it.
Right. Yeah, I know it can dissolve, can dry up the mucous membranes in your lungs, cause collapsed lungs. And we'll talk more about that when we come back after this break, speaking with Dr. Judy Mikovits here on National Intel Report. I'm Chris Steiner, guest hosting today, and your calls are welcome, 512-248-8252, toll-free, 800-313-9443. We'll be right back.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Are you sick of censorship? TLB Talk is the cure. TLB stands for Truth, Liberty, and Balance. We are the newest and most unique social media platform to hit the internet. We were built out of necessity because Big Tech, Big Pharma, and Big Brother are out of control. The only thing bigger than them is when we, the people, are united. With that vision, TLB Talk was born. Our battlefield is in cyberspace. The battle we're in can be won by clicks of buttons and voting with your wallet. TLB Talk has no hidden agendas, no corporate funding, and we do not sell, trade, or give away any of your information. Our platform runs off of generous donations of members and merchandise profits. So please, check out our site. It's the best around. And be sure to stop by our store. It's loaded with items that'll have you feeling a sense of member pride and victory. Come unite with us today at tlbtalk.com and join the social media revolution.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing, knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
The American dream has become a nightmare. Signs of the time on cardboard on corners in town. There's a cancer called crime in our cities. And an unspoken fear.
And we're back here with Dr. Judy Mikovits here on National Intel Report. I'm Chris Steiner sitting in today. And I want to just jump back into how oxygen works. Plot you in on the video here with Skype, and we'll take a call and from Rick in just a moment. But when it comes to oxygen, I understand that ozone or oxygen, especially ozone, being more highly reactive than the usual atmospheric oxygen of O2 and O, the O3, which is ozone, that dissolves the lipid envelope of viruses so that they can't attach to healthy cells, and so that prevents them from reproducing. And there's so many different oxygen therapies that folks could use. You know, and rather than masks, why don't we just ozonate schools with an air ionizer, ionized oxygen being ozone, or there are other healthy benefits of mineral ions that folks can use. You know, mineral ions are the best absorbed. So mineral ions from silver, copper, selenium, zinc are very antiviral. They have that electrostatic charge to allow them to cross the cell membrane into the cells, so you don't need ionophores or as much of an ionophore like hydroxychloroquine. And that's why I like ionized water with Himalayan salt. I dissolve Himalayan salt in pure water first, and then I, with just a pinch of Himalayan salt and a pinch of Epsom salt, I pump that through my water ionizer. And so, you know, you have these very inexpensive therapies, ionized oxygen, ionized, which is ozone, and then ionized minerals, and ionized water, which has its own set of benefits, lower surface tension, higher pH, help your body keep slightly alkaline because it needs to stay at 7.36, 7.42. You know, after you eat, your body tries to re-alkalinize itself after it's secreted all so much hydrochloric acid. So, you know, you want to wait at least a half hour before or half an hour after eating, and don't drink it at least a half hour before you eat. And that prevents your body from prevents your stomach from producing more hydrochloric acid, and thus would produce more mucus, the mucous membrane in your stomach to protect against the hydrochloric acid. I've noticed I get kind of phlegmy if I drink ionized, highly alkaline ionized water a little bit too close to when I eat. And the ozone is you know, has a variety of different ways to apply it, or to, you know, you can do ozone auto hemotherapy or EBO2. Had a Dr. Jared Roscoe on the show talk about that. He's a local chiropractic physician who uses that to take out all the blood, not all at one time, but takes it all out and reinfuses it out one arm and in the other. So there are these very inexpensive therapies folks can use, and ultraviolet blood irradiation, all these different things that help purify the blood, and that are, you know, even good against coronaviruses. So I was wondering, before we take that call, Dr. Judy Mikovits, do you have any comments?
Yeah, I just wanted to say that in all of those, the therapy can be a toxin if it gets out of balance. So ozone, right, you know, the gas can damage your tissues because, as you just said, it'll take up viruses or detoxify viruses because they have a lipid bilayer around coronaviruses and around retroviruses. That's a fat. A lipid is a fat. Vaccines, like the COVID vaccine, is a synthetic lipid, a synthetic fat. So it breaks down, yes, with ozone, but I would put it in ozonated fats, ozonated oils, because then you're applying it as nature would apply it to your skin or to your gut. You don't want to, I mean, if you're applying, just take your blood out. That's not how God made you do it, as in nature. So all of that that you and I have just said in the last half hour or so is complicated, so your audience is taking quick notes, but I just narrowed it down to protect yourself by exposing yourself to everything according to God, or working with a professional like Dr. Jared Roscoe, who knows how to apply these treatments. We can't all be our own doctors because we don't have that education. We have to rely on healers in our world to do their job to heal. Or if you're just healing yourselves, just live according to God and live well, and just protect yourself. So this is the whole point on the airplane. And I had several pilots telling me how frustrated they were because pilots can't wear a mask, because you don't realize it only takes 3 seconds to drop from 29,000 feet to 10,000 feet. And I didn't know the plane was pressurized to 10,000 feet. Well, in that 3 seconds, by the time when you're without oxygen, where you're that high and you're being exposed, you're above the ozone layer that protects the earth and oxygen delivery and, you know, the rays of the sun that are energy that can burn up your body and your lungs. When you're exposed to that, it takes only 3 seconds for that mask, when it drops, to get it on your face, before you're confused, you pass out, you go anoxic, and you pass out. That's what passing out is. That's what fainting is. So you run out of oxygen in your brain. You couldn't get it there fast enough. So you got to get it on your kid. And as some people say, decide which kid is most important, most valuable to you, because you got to save that one first. But you see, what people are going to do is they're going to grab that mask, and the mask that they've got on, they're going to suck it down their throat and kill themselves. And so, you know, that it's not only wrong, it's so dangerous to have any mask on any airplane, because you're accentuating and amplifying the dangers of the ozone to you and to that pressurized cabin. Yes, we made it close to nature and close to God, but that accident takes only 3 seconds. And by the time that pilot gets control of that plane, if that pilot's wearing a mask, half of them are going to be dead in the cockpit, especially if they got inoculated, injected with that deadly poison, which also robs oxygen from their blood. That's what COVID was designed to do. So at the end of the day, what we have to do is live according to God. And as we build our systems and our biology, always have them aligned with God.
Yeah. And as I was saying before the break, that breathing too much ozone can dry up the mucous membranes in your lungs. And I've noticed that when I start to get a cold, I'll breathe a few heavy inhalations from my medical grade ozone generator that is very highly concentrated, very strong. So after just 3, 4, 5 inhalations, I noticed that it irritates my chest and causes labored breathing for about a half hour if I breathe too much. So I try not to breathe more than 3 inhalations at a time. And then I notice that it'll knock out whatever cold, and, you know, first onset of symptoms of cold, like body aches or whatever, it'll get rid of it within 3 hours. And one time that didn't work for me, so I had to come up with my own protocol. Folks can check out at the respiratory care blog on my site. That's at theliberationstation.com. Go to the blogs and click on the respiratory care blog. That involves ionized silver, that I had taken silver and ionized through my water ionizer, so it's a more effective form. The silver ion, so you don't have to go out and buy a product like Argent 23 or Sovereign Silver. And it has that fresh electrostatic charge, and also a few essential oils delivered through an ultrasonic essential oil diffuser is how I came up with this. Had to do this about 5 times a day, 1 or 2 minutes each time. And my 71-year-old neighbor at the time thinks I saved her life by letting her use this protocol of mine too. So I don't know what hit me back in October 2018, but it lasted through December. And, yeah, I know you can cause collapse of lung if I breathe too much ozone. And, you know, you mentioned ozonated oil. People can use ozonated oil for oil pulling, if they want to pull out cavities or, you know, infections in their teeth, pull out stains. Ozonated oil is a lot more effective. You can get something like the Nature Clean machine to do that. And lastly, a brazen plug, a shameless plug for water ionizers. If folks want to help support the show, go over to my site at KangenIonizers.com. That's Kangen, K-A-N-G-E-N, ionizers.com. And check out the banner at the top of my site at theliberationstation.com. You can start your own Kangen water distributorship. And you don't even need to have a credit check if you want to buy one machine. That's all that's required to start your own healthy distributorship. So you'll be able to share the wonders of ionized water from the best ionizer of which I know. And people are reinventing themselves. They can check out theliberationstation.com. At the very top there is KangenIonizers.com link. And it'll help me get back on the 6th Florida stations, help finance getting back on the Tantalk Network, where I did a show June 15th through last year, through March 1st of this year, and had to stop doing it due to lack of financing. And I also did it for 6 months in 2009, 4 months in 2018. Self-funded hobby, you could say, because I never could get the advertisers or donors can't afford the Nielsen ratings. So, folks, if you want to help support this cause and not just preaching to the choir here on this wonderful Republic Broadcasting Network, that's one great way you can do it, and also help revamp yourself, help amp your revamp. And let's take calls from we have three calls stacking up first here. Let's go to Rick in Myrtle Beach. What's on your mind?
Yeah, hey there, and what a pleasure it is to speak to you, Judy. I do have a question about the isolation of the viruses and the possibility of viruses being a myth. But first, I just wanted to mention that I did use ionized water, Kangen ionized water, for a couple of years, and then my wife got sick, so I took her to the hospital and everything. They did thorough checks on her. They couldn't find out anything. They sent us a $10,000 bill, but she felt it might be the water, so she stopped taking the water, and the symptoms all went away. And then I started searching online, and I found a lot of people using it. I also checked in Japan, where they came up with the idea of ionized water, is that they don't use it but for, very seriously ill people, like with cancer. That's what they'll use the ionized water for, but they don't use it on a daily basis. So I would say, maybe for short-term periods, it's not such a bad thing if you're really sick, but it's not something that healthy people should be doing on a regular basis. I mean, God didn't design us to be drinking ionized water. That's very unnatural, as Judy was saying. As far as the viruses
I'm not sure
go,
she did. I'm
there's
not
a
sure
lot
she
of
did
talk
say that.
About the isolation of a virus, and it has not ever been done, say, on HIV. So it's like, after all these decades, they've never been able to isolate the HIV virus. And then, you look at the coronavirus, and nobody's ever been able to isolate the coronavirus. And they've done Freedom of Information requests, and every time they came back and they said, well, we're not able to provide it to you because it's never been done. And that all these viruses that they've, identified, they're all computer-generated or software-generated from, a stab in the dark. And it seems to me that they're more talking about exomes, which, every single cell has, and it expels these exomes when it comes in contact with a toxic chemical, and that can cause pneumonia-type symptoms and a cytokine storm. So I wanted to sort of hear Judy explain to us, is it possible to isolate a virus? And if so, how come there's so many people that say that they can never do it or they've never been found?
It's how they're twisting the words. So HIV has never been isolated from a person with AIDS, the disease. So the definition of virus is poison. So if everybody from whom you isolate HIV is healthy, then by definition, that's not an AIDS disease-causing human virus. And it's very important what we're talking about. An exosome is a lipid bilayer. It literally is the bud out of your cell that it packages. It surrounds information. DNA, RNA, minerals, amino acids, it's your signaling system of your cells. So when you get sick, what you just said, oh, we don't isolate a virus or a poison, your cells submit, process and extrude, spit out, if you will, in the exosome, the cure, the blueprint for the disease. But the blueprint, the inflammation, let's just say cytokines and chemokine, the cytokine storm, why you got a fever. Oh, that's the molecule called interleukin-1. Interleukin is a signaling protein between white blood cells. Well, interleukin-1 causes a fever. Well, you have to know if the flame you need, if the temperature you need is going to be needed for a virus, which is a lipid bilayer surrounding genetic material, whether RNA or DNA, just like our cells and our nuclear membrane is a lipid bilayer for signaling. So viruses are not a myth. 8% of our genome, human, is a virome that has been expressed at low levels in our innate immune system, on our skin, in our gut, in our nose, at all times, in order to tell our immune system when we see the virome of another animal, we say, that's not us. That's not human. That's so we have to make an immune response. But what happens is because of the molecular mimicry, because we've been injecting the viromes of animals, calling them vaccines. Every vaccine is a synthetic virus. It's packaged in a lipid bilayer in the cells from another animal. LAV, lymphadenopathy virus, was isolated by Luc Montagnier. It's lymphadenopathy virus is a slow virus, and it was associated with AIDS. It didn't cause AIDS, but it caused the flame, because when your cells went out with the virus and the nucleocapsid in the envelope, in the membrane, the pieces, the spike that sticks through is what is immunogenic. That's what tells your immune system, that's not me. And so that's what your immune system responds to. The rest of the exosome is your own cells. So the flame only is responding. The spike protein alone of HIV, GP120, GP41, what does that mean? That means glycoprotein. That alone injected glyco sugar protein expressed on the cell surface. That's what's part of the mushroom or the spike. So SARS-CoV-2 is a synthetic virus, literally made in 2004, piecing together HIV spike protein, HIV envelope, XMRV, the gamma retroviruses we isolated from sick people, and we isolated them from people with the disease and showed that the people with the disease, this was our paper of 2009, and this is where the government shut it down because it's like, oops, we got caught. Because they're animal viruses. Oh, wait a minute. It's XMRV means xenotropic murine leukemia virus related virus. Mouse cancer causing virus. That spike or envelope protein is called syncytin. What is in SARS-CoV-2? HIV, GP120. Take out your adaptive immune response. GP41 and GP120, that glycoprotein, what the sensor on the cell or in the exosome sees, what your immune system has to respond to. An exosome is not a virus because it doesn't have foreign proteins sticking through it. It has your own, and they're your own mRNA, your own messages, your own signaling proteins in the appropriate cells trafficking to the fire. So Luc Montagnier isolated LAV. Tony Fauci and Bob Gallo got the natural isolates, made a sequence in a database, made an infectious molecular clone that would infect every cell, not just the cells that HIV went into. So that is not LAV. So HIV, the natural poison, never was isolated. That's a gain of function study. We isolated XMRVs. We isolated LAV. We confirmed Luc Montagnier because you have to get it from the same patient at the same person with the disease and show the community that all has that poison. If you just keep translating in your world the word virus into poison, you'll see the answer. So yes, viruses are, and Dr. Bhakti said this very well. You know, the world is viruses, all different kind, negative strand, positive strand, I don't even know them all. Herpes viruses, those are DNA viruses, hepatinaviruses. Well, it's the retroviruses. That's why 8% of our genome is silenced retroviruses, because retroviral provirus integrates into your DNA. And every time that cell expresses its genes and multiplies, it makes both more virus and can infect more cells. But if you keep the virus silent by keeping the epigenome, the expression of the genes, it's not the presence, it's the expression. So God gave us an orchestrated expression, just like we just talked about with the mask, with everything we need for life, oxygen, water, clean water. I do agree, you don't use ionized water drinking it all the time. But I, like Christopher just explained, when I don't feel good, I'll go take a little ionized water. When I don't sleep well, I'll go drink some cannabis juice. Cannabis juice, why? It detoxifies my gut. And we're all, you know, detoxify. I put the ozonated creams on my skin because it breaks down synthetic viruses. Oh, the vaccine. So even if somebody's shedding it on me, I've got healthy essential oils, God-given essential oils that protects. Lipid signaling system is what the endocannabinoid system is. Endogenous. God doesn't make mistakes. And what the good scientists want to say is, oh, it's your endogenous viruses. They just forgot how to respond. No, our body is expressing 8% of our genome is virus signals. We're all going to test positive because we've all been injected with that polio vaccine. And every other vaccine, we've injected cow viruses, pig viruses, baculoviruses. Oh, that's insect viruses, flaviviruses. Oh, yeah. Mosquitoes. What did the government promise you? Flying syringes. For those of us who won't get vaccinated, you've got Lyme disease. Well, Lyme is a place in Connecticut where they experimented on people with tick-borne diseases. The ticks are taking your blood from an animal that's sick, that's expressing its virome, and then they're taking the blood out of you and injecting things, just like we just talked about the snake venom. So the only component of snake venom isn't sincitin, but sincitin is a component of snake venom. Therefore, it is a poison. Why? Because it affects part of our system called phospholipase A2. Phospholipase, a lipase, it's an enzyme that cuts fats. So you cut through the blood and you paralyze with the other components in the vaccine. So there are a lot of things that go into a virus and are packaged, just like they package the luciferase gene. That's what makes fireflies glow in the dark. It's a very useful tool in molecular biology, so we can see where the viruses or the poisons or the vaccines or the drugs go. That's why you don't inject and you don't ingest. So yes, viruses exist. God gave us everything and an immune system to respond to our environment and all the potential poisons in our environment. This is why black people are more susceptible of people of color who live near the equator, because their vitamin D sensors on the surface, the glycoprotein, GCMAF, macrophage activating factor, their vitamin D receptors are talking to the other receptors, the sensors, and they go. And they respond accordingly.
Thanks. Thank you for that.
Okay.
All right, hold that thought, Dr. Mikovits. We'll be right back here speaking with Dr. Judy Mikovits here on National Intel Report. I'm Chris Steiner, and we'll be back for one more hour taking your calls, so please stay tuned.
A
American Freedom News is your daily website that will keep you fully informed on what both the good guys and bad guys are doing in the information war in which we are all engaged. Fed up with the lies of the fake news media and the censorship of big tech giants? American Freedom News is the solution, as we provide truth and knowledge on all the vital issues of the day. American Freedom News believes in America first. The establishment wants us split into numerous hostile groups rather than uniting in a common cause against the corrupt oligarchy that is plundering America and the world. Many more Americans are waking up and realizing they are the victims of the ongoing Great Replacement and Great Reset. But the malevolent forces trying to systematically destroy America can and will be defeated. Be fully informed by reading American Freedom News, the best news and information site on the Internet. Go to AmericanFreedomNews.us and find out for yourself. That's AmericanFreedomNews.us.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.